if you had a baby, maybe the baby were standing around something that was real hot, like a fire or something, you might say, don't
go in there because you'll burn or fall, you know, or something like that, or your bread burn up or something like that, or burn or something like that. You tell him.
Mm-hmm. What about, like, if you had a real hot pot and the baby was putting his hand around it, you'd say, don't
touch.
If you need a hammer and you might have a young person around or something, you'd say, please. You might ask him to go get the hammer. You'd say, please.
Take that from the child or something like that. Mm-hmm. Put it up or something.
Uh-huh. If you wanted something from the kitchen and maybe you were sick or something and you didn't feel like getting it yourself, you might say, please. Say you wanted a glass of water or something, you might say, please.
Ask them, please get a drink of water.
If you throw a ball, you would expect somebody to
catch it.
We're going into town with you, or we're going to meet you somewhere in town. You say, well, if I get there first, I'll
meet you there.
Mm-hmm. And I won't leave till you get there.
Wait on me.
If a man's in a good mood, you say he's in a very good
mood.
If you have a hired man, and say you were employing a lot of people, and you had somebody that didn't work very much, you might say, well, that man right there doesn't work very much, and the first chance I get, I'm going to
lay him off.
He didn't know what was going on, but he knew it all. Maybe somebody doesn't really know very much, but they act like they do. You might say, well, he doesn't know anything, but he...
What?
You might say he...
Just act like he do?
If someone stole your pencil, what might you say? You might say somebody...
Stole my pencil?
Would there be another way of saying that? Maybe if you're a young person, you might say, well, somebody...
I borrowed it.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe kind of a slang way, you might say when you're a very small girl, you might say, well, somebody, my pencil. You might say.
Somebody took my pencil. I moved it or something like that.
And somebody might say, well, if you had a friend in another city, you might say, well, I'm going to a letter. You might put a stamp on it, but before you could put it in the mail, you would have to
address it.
Mm-hmm. And somebody you might not see for a couple of years, they might live in another city, you might say, well, I probably won't get to see you, but I'll you a letter.
Right.
You'd say, yesterday, he me a letter.
Yeah, he wrote me a letter.
Yeah.